Welcome to this Sight to the Blind. No music today, which means I'm coming hot. So take a seat, get an ice bag for the back of your neck, because it's going to be a while. One thing that disappoints me in this walk, not in this walk particularly, but really in the truth community. The one thing that affects me more than anything else, and that no matter how much truth you put out in front of people's faces, they will still find ways to defend their favorite idols. All you have to do is the research. It literally takes 5 seconds to go to DuckDuckGo or any search engine and look up the same information I have found to show people that these celebrities are not ran individually, that these celebrities have masters, not bosses, masters. I say masters because when you have a boss, you can believe what you want. You go to work, you go home. Masters mean you worship, you participate in what your masters believe in. So if your master is a Freemason, you will be a Freemason. If your master is a Satanist, you will be a Satanist. Now, some of you don't get this theology, because you believe these celebrities individually work alone, that they do their own work by themselves with no help and everybody caters to them. Why? Because you're in a seat that you need to cater to your celebrity as a form of worship, that your identity, your relativity in this earth is based on whatever your favorite celebrity says is truth. Before I get into Kanye, I'm going to go through the whole thing with Kanye because I'm really sick and tired to keep defending the truth from people who have no sense at all, no real understanding, and really no gall or effort to do the research themselves. So let's go to Yahusha and what he said in Matthew chapter 13. Verse 3, I'll start. And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Now this plays on a lot of prophecy, knowing that the Most High, when he comes back, when he appears to the clouds, he's going to heat this world up. He's not going to destroy it by water. He's going to destroy it by fire. So people can swallow certain parts of truth. They can swallow some of it. But soon as a celebrity says some basic truth that people have been saying for 10 years already before any of us woke up, he said the truth. He's really going at his enemies. He's really saying something. I should listen. This validates what I feel. So the truth is on a stone. Your truth that you need validated by a celebrity is on stony ground, stony places. This is the truth for you. The knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom. Soon as the celebrity says it, I'm awakened to this world now. Because you have no root, have no foundation of who these celebrities are and who they truly worship, the sun was up and they were scorched. Because they had no root. If your foundation of truth depends on you need validation from a celebrity, depending on whatever truth they say that relates to your truth, you start defending them. And I see this in the Israelite community too. Soon as Kanye says something about black Jews, all you awakened Israelites perk your ears up. Now you're defending Kanye. Now you forgot he's a Prince of Freemason. You forget he whore his children out. You forget the woman he married. You forget who he serves. You forget he's a weak, lukewarm Christian. You forget he sacrificed his mother for fame. You forget the curses that landed us in this situation to begin with. You forget all of that because Kanye said black Jew. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth with fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And the disciples asked him, why do you speak in parables? He answers and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Who is them? Who you think he was talking? You thought Yahusha came down and was trying to wake up everybody? He knew people were under demonic mind control. He knew this. He knew exactly where they worshiped. He knew exactly what their sins were. He knew exactly the matrix he was in. Yahusha didn't come at a time where Jerusalem and Judah and the kings of the 12 tribes, he wasn't around that time. He was in a time where Rome literally had taken over. Just as Rome today has taken over. So he spoke to him in parables because he knew certain people wasn't supposed to wake up. If you really wanted to understand these parables, you would have to come out of this world. That is why he spoke to them in such a way. He wasn't going to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. He wasn't going to do that with them. He knew his time was short. He knew that those who really wanted the truth, who really wanted understanding and wisdom, knew they had to come to the Father. Had to come to Yahusha himself to see. He wasn't going to baby walk you through the truth. Just as most of us should not be baby walking anybody through the truth, because not everybody's supposed to get it. And people who are not getting it are the people who need celebrities to cause a scene to make them believe that this is all done for truth. In the name of truth, these celebrities act out this way, even though it's scripted for them to do so. They act out this way because to the retard, to the mentally cognitive dissonant, oh, this is real. Oh, he's really going at his enemies. How he can speak up. He's just like what I want to do. I want to be able to speak up. So I have a celebrity that speaks up for me. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. So if you're in stupidity, you will be taken away in all of your stupidity. If you worship idols, if you worship celebrities, if you kowtow, step and fetch, and bow down to everything they say because it relates to your struggle, not only will you be taken away with their foolishness, but everything you are that relates to the celebrity will be taken away with them. Therefore, I speak to them in parables because they seeing not. They seeing see not. And hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Sums up this generation perfectly. They think they see it. This new age, they think they see. They think they hear. And their seeing and hearing is based on what? Social media. A matrix that they don't control, that they think they can maneuver and manipulate in it to come to this higher enlightenment of spirituality, but that system is controlled. That system has a ceiling to it. You're still in a box. No matter if you want to believe it or not, you're still in a box. All you're doing is fooling yourself. That's all it is. Fooling yourself. And once you fool yourself, it's easy for somebody else to come along and fool you with everything you're fooling yourself with. I wish I was smart enough as Yahusha or Solomon to be able to speak in parables, because that'll really sum up. Oh, that really will cut down the ignorant. It really would disassociate yourselves with a particular crowd. Because there's nothing worse of people swearing they know what's going on with these celebrities and who they worship until they find out, oh, they said something I say. And that is the problem. There's people who are out there pushing this truth for real. I'm taking myself out of it. There are great Instagram pages. Like, for instance, Eyes on the Right 4.0. I haven't never met this person, but she has at least 4 to 5 pages of pushing this truth of what these celebrities doing with their children, what they do with themselves, how they worship, the symbolism, the codes, the color schemes. She's putting in that work. Some people really pushing that truth and do not stop. But some of you are pushing this truth or are trying to be awakened. But as soon as a celebrity that says something you like, all of a sudden you forget. You get amnesia. You 10-second Tommy from 51st Dates. You forget what these people actually done at their own hands to be where they're at, to get the platform to tell you, Black Jew. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word and immediately with joy receives it. Yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. When you come upon truth, and then what the truth says about idol worship, when the truth says of what happened to the Israelites or the African American when they continue to worship idols, worship celebrities, worship in other religions, you are offended. Offended that certain people come after your favorite celebrity. Some of you low-key Black Christians. Offended when it comes to the word, when you find out you shouldn't be in those particular religions. So you really shouldn't be following any celebrity or defending any celebrity that's in a religion. That boasts they're in a religion. The true word and the true truth doesn't get boasted. It's not on mainstream media. See, Christianity doesn't talk about the synagogue of Satan. That's why it's on Front Street right now. The Israelites are talking about the synagogue of Satan. That is the whole point of using a step and fetch Kanye to throw out Black Jew. And I talked about it on my last episode. That it's more of a detriment that he opens his mouth, because where do you think Jacob's trouble is coming from? I've already seen videos circulating on Reddit of brothers that are really in this truth approaching Orthodox Jews, approaching them, saying basic truths. Hey, you're not the real people. Hey, this will happen to our ancestors. These things were hidden from, our history was hidden from us. The comment section of these videos, this is what Kanye has done. Look what Kanye did. Kanye started this. This is anti-Semitic. This is abusive. This is what's going on. So y'all beating your pots and pans Kanye said black Jew. Kanye said black Jew. Kanye said black Jew. Doesn't mean nothing. But since your truth is resting on stony places, soon as persecution comes, who's going to save you? Kanye's going to stop what he's doing and come back and save you? He's going to do another interview and save you with scripture? You think he's going to come out on CNN, Fox News, ESPN, Revolt? You think he's going to come out of nowhere and said, hey, leave the black Jews alone. Don't hurt them. You think he's going to do that for you? He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Period. I read it again. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. That is what the curses started from with Kanye's mother. She's an AKA. She had took an oath. So this whole Donda Academy nonsense is BS. You can't open a Christian school. Well, yeah, you can. You can open a Christian school dedicated to a Greek member of AKA, ran by a prince of Freemasonry, and that is why you African Americans will continually be stupid in this entire scheme of what we call truth. This is why we continually go into captivity. This is why they keep calling us stiff neck. This is why Jeremiah questioned why we are naturally born slaves. We have no idea of any foundation or any root, and we can never hold on to that root because every time we see something on TV, we want to relate to it. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Who's bearing fruit? The ones that are bearing fruit aren't on TV. The fruitful is not being seen or heard. The fruitful is not televised. The fruitful is not on 6 o'clock news. The fruitful is not twerking and shaking their ass on YouTube. The fruitful are not walking around with their pants down by their knees. Mumble rapping, TikToking, effeminizing, cross-dressing, black boy joying. The fruitful isn't doing that. So let's get into the history of this whole Kanye foolishness that people can't really wake up and see what's going in front of their faces. Because you literally, to understand this world, you literally got to think almost like them. You got to see past not only yourself, but you have to actually see past what they present to you. So let's take it back to Ice Cube. Ice Cube was out there posting the cube of Saturn. And literally he found Google images of Saturn worship, which is the same meme anybody can find if they went to Google. All you had to type in is black cube of Saturn, and you'll see it'll show those black boxes in particular parts of cities around this world. So he posted that. He didn't say nothing about Judaism. He didn't say nothing about Jews. He just posted those particular memes. Then he went to the ancient Egyptians and how they described the Israelites by the paintings on the wall. Then after that, then came, oh, he's being anti-Semitic. Oh, everybody, oh, he's being anti-Semitic. Then you see the usual suspects. You see the usual suspects come out and run their mouths. The Hollywood Jews come out and run their mouths about, oh, we are offended. Oh, the ADL, they have to open their mouth. Everybody's opening their mouths of what Ice Cube did. He didn't say nothing about Jews, said nothing about the Holocaust, said nothing about the synagogue of Satan, said nothing about Judaism, said nothing about Freemasonry and Prince of Freemasonry and knowing where it comes from. It comes from Jewish mysticism. Said nothing. But he posted these images, which is the same as what Kanye did by saying black Jew. And what did Ice Cube do? Ice Cube did after this? He apologized. Sided with Trump. For some reason, people think anti-Semitism and Nazi and fascism belongs to the Republican Party. I can't understand how people think this when Donald Trump's daughter is married to Kushner, who is Jewish. When Donald Trump himself has written books, not written books, or has been in a book, talking about his mentor was a Kabbalist. I don't get how all of a sudden people are, especially Democrat liberals and black folk, really, really think that Donald Trump is a anti-Semite. Blows my mind. But then again, this is what it is when stupidity stares at the TV for too long and thinks that truth relates to their truth. So we go to Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon had that podcast with Professor Griff. And of course, we know Professor Griff's infamous comments back in the day. Well, most of you weren't born around that time, but back in the day in hip hop, Professor Griff said that the Jews run the music industry, which they do. That's literally a fact. Anybody can look at that fact then, and you can look at it fact now. It's not meant to be derogatory. It is what it is. If they own the music industry, that means they own the image of Black America. That means if you see whoredom being popularized in this community, particularly the Black community, it's because they own it. Some of you didn't start wearing wigs until you saw it on TV. Who controls that image? Some of you didn't start doing twerk videos and showing more flesh than you ever had since you've been in this world. How do you know to do that? Who owns the image? If they wanted to show you being Israelite women's with your beautiful bun, your beautiful bangles, your beautiful nose piercings, your beautiful earrings, your modest wear. If they wanted to put out music specifically catering to the Israelite woman, I pretty much bet you would have black women to Indian women to white women to women in between dressing like Israelite women. Without a doubt. Whatever's popular will be or will set the tone of how everybody else acts. And that is most of you guys' problem. You need a celebrity. You need mainstream media to make you feel comfortable in your own damn skin. But Nick Cannon came out and talked about how blacks are Jews too. Said the same thing Kanye said. Said the same thing Ice Cube said. But Professor Griff went in. He went in. So what did they do? Shut his show down for a little bit. Suppose he lost his show for a little bit. Kane, he still got his show. So what actually happened to Nick Cannon? Then they came up with a Black Hollywood and Jewish Hollywood fund or pro. Or I don't know. Like I don't even know what you call it. an alliance, they say, to stop anti-Semitism in Hollywood. Who do you think runs these Hollywood studios? As I said before, there ain't the bosses, they're the masters. So that means everything that they control, you have to basically believe in and worship in it. So Nick Cannon settled for the Holocaust visit. So now we have Kanye, who started apologizing to his wife, his witch wife, about what he said, how he treated her, blah, blah, blah. And as I said before, she is above Kanye. Just like York Rite, Scottish Rite Freemasons, who are the white Freemasons, they keep it very separate, which is, I don't understand what part of a black man would want to join a secret society that you not even accepted on the opposite side of the damn bench. They keep it separate. Black Freemasons don't go to white Freemason meetings. York Rite, Scottish Rite do their own thing. They control Black Freemasons, because they invented what they call, quote unquote, the Divine Nine. They control the Black Greeks. It all runs together. A pyramid scheme of weak-hearted cowardice. So the first thing Sarah Silverman does, and which is what they do, is they get the same puppet, the same pedophile puppet, the pedophile joking, blame black folk for the hanging of Christ or the stretching of Christ, blame black folk with jokester Sarah Silverman. They got Sarah Silverman, who put on blackface, never apologized for it. She lost one movie role or one job and came back. She's still doing her own thing. They got her to tweet, oh, no one's ever talking about the Jewish hate. Kanye said this, no one's talking about it. She had to be living under a rock to even make that tweet. But she made it because they knew exactly what it would do to the black community or black Twitter. And I already said this before, black Twitter is literally the dumbest entity in all of captivity. Everybody who participates in it. Stupid. Because they sit here and get caught up in the CIA PSYOP mind control program. Which is easy. Get somebody who's Jewish, get her to tweet, oh, no one's ever talking about what's going on with Jews. How dare they? Is everybody blind? And knowing that it was trending. Knows this. She knows this. They know this. So what does black Twitter does? Oh, no, we got them. We're policing it. We got it. We gatekeeping. No. You put your feet up, Sarah Silverman. We got them. We're gonna let Kanye know he's anti-Semitic. Even though he said one basic truth, that the blacks is Jews. He said that one, and he needs to stop saying that. But the reason why they say Jews and not Israelite, he knows not to say specific words. And I said this in the last episode. He talks very carefully about certain truths so he knows he says it right. When it comes to himself or anything else, he runs his mouth without breathing. But when it comes to specific truths, he really real meticulously knows how to say it. So it makes him stumble and makes him mumble and makes him seem unsure of what he's about to say. That weak ass boy. Blacks are Jews. For the 12 tribe of Judah. Judah's not the 12th. Judah is the fourth born. But here come black Twitter. Oh, we defend. No, we got you. We'll defend you. We'll be ignorantly stupid and defend you based on what he said that's about our history, our heritage. No, we still think we're African-American slaves. We still think we're drill beat rappers, athletes, actors and actresses. We still slaves, massa. We still slaves. We defend you. We got it. And at the end of the day, all this does for you Israelite truth pushers, all that does to us is put us on the chopping block, put our pages on the chopping block. That's all it does. Because they count on other people to police you now, to gatekeep us away from sharing who we are. So if we even let on of saying that we are the black Jews or saying Kanye is right, all they're going to do in this meta universe is go down all the pages and remove them, just as they did to QAnon. When QAnon started running and started getting bigger than it was supposed to get, and it because they were sided with Trump before the election, before Joe Biden's election, they did a crackdown and they removed up to 20,000 Twitter accounts. 20,000. So that means they removed the whole thing, the whole truth about Pizzagate. They removed it about liberals being, you know, the government being sex, child, and human traffickers. They removed all the information about the Podesta brothers. They removed it all about the little girl that was missing and killed. They removed all the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff. They removed all of it. All those accounts that were pushing that truth, that fell for that government psyop, they removed those pages. And this is exactly what's going to happen to most of us. When Jacob's trouble come, this is exactly what's going to happen to most of us. And that's why I shared that scripture either in Baruch or Ezra that says, the wise shall be few, and those who know will most of all be quiet. Why do you think we're going to be quiet? Because you kowtow, step and fetch, and coon for these celebrities and don't know exactly what's going on ahead of you. And all they're going to do is push us to this socio-political right side of the paradigm. That's all they're doing. So anybody, regardless of the truth of the matter, regardless of what we say, regardless of how we walk and how we live, now they see Kanye West being a Trump advocate. Now they see black folk who recognize themselves as Jews be on the right side of the Republican Party. So now when they want to get this liberal bandwagon going, we are going to be the enemy. So anybody who speaks like Kanye or thinks like Kanye or relates to Kanye, they are going to come after. Going after Kanye means you go after the Bible, which means you go after conservatism. And if you understand the Most High, Yah, and all his laws, statutes, and commandments, he is somewhat conservative. The Most High is conservative in his approach on how we shall deal with this world as far as sin goes. Sin is liberal. Righteousness is somewhat conservative. Because you have to walk in laws. You have to walk a certain way. Being liberal is a broad path. You go one end to the earth on being liberal. But being conservative, that path is narrow. It's only but so much you can do. I'm not saying it's boring. I still have fun. Everybody, you can still have fun righteously. But there's ways to do it. Yeah, he said Black Lives Matter was a scam. Everybody knows Black Lives Matter was a scam. But because Black Twitter don't know no sense, no common sense, so they saw that. Even though they had been coming out with stories about Patrice Clores and all the rest of these people that disbanded Black Lives Matter as soon as they got money in their pocket, and it really didn't solve anything, just like the Civil Rights Movement didn't solve anything. That's why the Black Panther Party didn't solve anything. That's why the NAACP and all these other Boulay-led organizations didn't solve anything. Just like they haven't done nothing for Black America until we came out of these curses and saw for what it was. What difference does it matter? What difference does it matter when it comes to this truth? That you cannot really see that what he said was truthful about Black Lives Matter. But Black Twitter will throw that away because they see what? They see that Make America Great Again hat on his head. They see him going to Donald Trump. So immediately, Black folk will remove themselves with that from the truth and say, whoa, I'm going to fight now. I'm going to fight for Black Lives Matter now. All he did was reinstitute from where that White Lives Matter, all he did was reinstitute a doctrine, a mental doctrine, a slave doctrine, a CIA psyop on the Black community by re-engaging them into Black Lives Matter. Now you don't need Patrice Cullors to come back. Because as long as they got Kanye to act as the puppet in the control opposition, Black America will believe anything they think is against the color black. That's stupidity in itself. Black Twitter and Black America right now is on stony places, on hard rock, not a foundation of good soil. What has Black America and Black Twitter ever produced as far as fruit? What has it produced? You tell me. What has Black Twitter, Black social media, Black Hollywood, Black America, what has that produced that it changed the outcome of how you lived your life righteously? Have you been walking upright because of what you saw on Black Twitter? Have you really rooted yourself into a solid foundation, into fertile soil because of what you saw on Black Instagram? And I say Black Instagram because it's two distinct apps for me. See, all the other nations, they do their own thing. It's usually, you know, whatever influencer is taking hold. So you see a lot of classy modeling, business, making jokey jokes. But when it comes to the black side of social media pages or social media apps, you see the absolute worst. And why you see the absolute worst? Because what we see on mainstream media owned by their masters is the image that trickles on down like a pyramid scheme of hot black garbage. So that's all you see is twerking, nakedness, cursing, hypersexuality around children, fighting, infighting, derogatory remarks against each other, and can't stop saying the N-word in the first three words of any sentence. That's slave mentality. So basically, they have won. This battle they created has won. They've won. Now Kanye can go back and do his Christian private school, which he made the students' parents sign an NDA, an agreement that can't say what their children is being taught. And if you actually go into what they're looking at, I mean, look what they're doing and where these kids are having school at, it looks like a warehouse. A warehouse that's been painted white. We don't see no classrooms. You don't see anything making it look like a school. It looks like, it looks like a cult worship scenario or an environment. They're all wearing black, loosely fit clothing, like they're bums. They're singing Good Morning Donda of a sacrifice ritual that he made to be where he's at right now. And calling it a Christian, what Christian private school needs an NDA? But he's teaching them basketball and how to sing in the choir. So literally, it's a liberal arts school. And what they're doing, and I had this argument on Instagram already, what they are doing is setting up easily for those who are pedophiles, because that's who their masters are. Their masters are pedophiles. So that means if I want the supreme pick of the litter, which I know the parents are sending their children to a Kanye school knowing they know, oh, my child is going to be famous. My child has the ability to get us out of poverty and be a millionaire. I'm going to send my child right into the music industry or the sports industry or Hollywood industry. The industry that he said is satanic, He is sending them these kids there. So that means any exec, record exec, A&R, Hollywood producer, director, could go to that school. I want this kid. Now, what is this kid really willing to do for me? Now you put this young kid, from 16 age to down below, you're going to put this kid on a casting couch, and you're going to have the agreement with the parents to whore their children out to pedophiles. And that is the point of that school. Oh, Kanye's not a pedophile. That's a stretch, man. How do you know? You go to sleep with him? Are you in the same bedroom as he? Are you in the same house? Do you interact with a Kanye to know if he's a pedophile or not? How do you know? Some of you can't get past the fact that he's not Christian. Some of you can't get past the fact that he's a Prince Hall Freemason. You guys really need him to come out and say, hey, I'm a Prince Hall Freemason masquerading as a Christian. Some of you need that. You need that validation because you're a coward and you don't know how to stand up or validate your own truth. That is the problem with a lot of people walking around here thinking they know much because they involved themselves in this new age enlightenment. They still rely on mainstream media to validate their feelings. It is a crappy way to live. It really is. To walk around shamefaced it because of what you believe in until you see a celebrity say it, then your eyes perk up, your spirits are uplifted, and then you run around trying to defend this crap. People don't want to set, they don't want to set in that pedophiles run this world, that human sex trafficking runs this world. That's why you never see any human sex traffickers really go to jail. You ain't never seen a prolific sex trafficker, human trafficker, child molester really be put on Front Street on mainstream media and take the electric chair. You don't see it. Everybody's using celebrities as a front, especially when it comes to school education or schooling minors. They are using these fronts to handpick these children so they can rape them, they can abuse them, they can religiously, satanic, ritualistic sacrifice them. They are doing it as they have been doing it since the days of Canaan. It hasn't stopped.
I need to see no mainstream media for me to believe it. They wouldn't do that.
All it takes is a little bit effort on your part to research. That's all it takes. These files, this information and the info, it's not hidden away in some dark vault and locked away in the bottom of the sea where you can't get to it. It's 4 clicks away. It's that easy. But some of you do not want to wake up to this understanding. Don't wake up to the truth because you don't know who you are yet. So you rely, you need to feel validated by a celebrity, by a politician, by whatever nonsense you see in your favorite TV show. You need that validation among your peers. Those who are walking NPCs, you need validation from people who are in the fight. You need validation for people who are on the bench. I have never seen a starter turn around, look at the bench, tell me, am I doing it right? I never seen that. I never seen somebody get ready to make a winning shot, turn to the bench, said, I should shoot it from here. When you wake up in the morning, do you go outside and find a complete stranger and say, should I go to work today? Stop searching for validation in a matrix that is designed to trick you, manipulate you, and pervert you. Everybody's born with a spirit. Everybody's born with a soul. And that spirit and soul, since the day of your birth, was righteous. Your spirit and soul was righteous when you came into this world. what you allow to believe on what you your life experience has led you to believe and interact with has caused you to be perverted and manipulated. This ain't the same world as it was in ancient times or before the flood. When they woke up in a tent. They looked around, they saw their family members. They walked outside. They did their chores. They grew vineyards. They planted seeds. That was their day. When we wake up now, we see half nakedness. We see porn. We see violence. We see death. We see murder. We see betrayal. We see the sexualization of children. We see it all. So it's a little bit harder for us than it was back then. But still, we still have sense to move away from evil. We have sense to find what the truth is and hardwire ourselves to it. Isaiah 66, verse 4. And this is what's going to happen when you do not wake up. When you keep fooling yourself. This is what's going to happen. I also will choose their delusions, and I will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spoke, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of Yahuwah, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let Yahuwah be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy and they shall be ashamed. This, to me, it sounds so much what's going to happen between black Christians, white Christians, and Israelites and those who are following the Torah. This is going to be our little war. Because they're going to come around and say, oh, you serve God too. You serve the Lord. And the Most High said, going to be, y'all not like them. And he's going to put them to shame based on their delusion with religion. Based on the delusion of the sun god worship of the Roman Catholic Church. He's going to put them to shame. To show them that they have been all this time following their delusions. For behold, Yahuwah will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahuwah plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahuwah shall be many. Just as Yahusha had to drop parables because he knew that they were all in the demonic mind control, the Most High is going to plead. He's going to at least give you that. The Father is caring, merciful, full of grace, enough to plead. This is a man who doesn't have to plead with anybody, any of us. He could shred this entire world down to its last organism and start anew. He can do that. So the fact that the Most High is going to plead with us, we should take that into account. Then on the other hand, he goes, and the slain of Yahuwah shall be many. Which means it's said and done. That means the pleading has already happened. The Most High has already seen it. The pleading is done. It's time for the slain to hit the floor. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst of eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, says Yahuwah. Now to me, what's purifying themselves in the gardens behind the one tree in the midst and eating swine's flesh? What do y'all do with stadiums? What are y'all doing at these Memorial Day barbecues? Aren't y'all praying? What are y'all doing at Thanksgiving? Aren't y'all praying and giving thanks to the Lord? What y'all eating? Bacon, ham, barbecue. That's what you're doing. We've done the same thing then, just like we're doing the same thing now. Isn't it not said? There's nothing new under the sun? For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Now you think seeing his glory in the way that he describes it, you think it's going to be a bright light with rainbows and sprinkles and unicorns and My Little Pony. You think that's what it's going to be? You think he's going to roll out the red carpet and start playing drill beats? You think Ice Spice is going to show up and start talking about, you thought I was feeling you? You think that's going to happen? You think it's going to be one big party? To the Most High, his glory is usually coming with that sword. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal, Yavon, to the isles afar off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among other nations. Now, before I go further, let me get into the isles of the Gentiles. Some of you keep asking me, where do I come from? What's the other? If you're a Gentile and you know that you're a Gentile, let me show you by Genesis 10, 1 through 5, where you may have come from. Now, Gomer is Ukraine. Magog, Russia. Madai, Persia. Javan, Greece. Tubal, Armenia. Meshesh, Turkey. Tiras, France. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz is Germany. Elisha is Britain. Tarshish, Spain. Kittim, Greece. And Doramin, Serbia. Now, Tarshish, now Spain, most of you are Latin. Now, you could be a mix of Tarshish and Hamite, or Tarshish and Shem. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But that's where you could be. Because I know I got a lot of Latin brothers and sisters that listen. Now, Greece, some of you could be Grecian. I don't know. Now, that's what I found. The Isles of the Gentiles. Now, you could take that and research more and then find, like I said, through your bloodlines, where who and who is. But that's the jumping off point for that. Verse 20, Isaiah 66. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahuwah out of all nations upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says Yahuwah, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahuwah. And I will leave also take of them for priests and for Levites, says Yahuwah. For as the renewed heavens and the renewed earth which I will make shall remain before me, says Yahuwah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from new moon to his new moon and from Shabbat to his Shabbat shall all flesh come to worship before me, says Yahuwah. Now, I didn't say just Israelites and then just say just Judah and then say just Levi or Reuben or Simeon. It said all flesh. That means you. I'm talking to you outside of Israel. It means you too. So yes, you have the ability. You have the ability to come and dwell in Jerusalem as much as we haven't even seen it. You have the ability to be there. You're not excluded. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be abhorring to all flesh. So what the Most High says, which I think he's saying, is that we are going to be gathered again, just as it states in Jeremiah, that he would choose the house of Jacob, and the strangers will cleave unto them. This now, let's look at this from a Disney animation movie. Now, let's look at Lion King. When Simba went off into a foreign land, a land he knew not, and was eating undetestable foods like insects, just as they pushing insects on us now. Now, who was with them? Timon and Pumbaa. Now, those weren't lions. They weren't Judah. They are strangers. They are the Gentiles. And what happened after Simba came to know who he was? After Nala woke him up. Now, you could look at Nala being the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, after the spirit of Nala came and said, you know who you are. You need to find who you are and come back and claim Pride Rock. So guess who went with him? Timon and Pumbaa. Now, what is Pride Rock? Jerusalem, Mount Zion, Mount Sinai. That is us. That's what it's saying. The Lion King didn't come from Disney. It didn't come from Walt Disney. It didn't come from any of the writers in America. It is an African tale that's been told, and Disney took that tale and made it a Disney animation movie out of it. But that makes sense, don't it? So I'm talking to you, my little Timon and Pumbaas. You will be there. He will gather all of us, those who are righteousness and walking upright, who are doing the feast days, the holidays, and the Shabbat to the best of your ability. You will be the Timon Pumbaas that are coming with us to reclaim Jerusalem. And you need to understand what the Most High's plans are. Jubilees 1, verse 7. And thus it will come to pass when all these things come upon them, tribulation, worshiping other gods, being in Greeks, being Freemasons, that they will recognize that I am more righteous than they in all their judgments and in all their actions. And they will recognize that I have been truly with them. And he says it again. And do you write for yourself all these words which I declare unto you this day? For I know their rebellion and their stiff neck before I bring them into the land of which I swore to their fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey. And this is what he was saying to Moses on the mount. This is what he was already saying was going to happen. We were already going to transgress, which means the Most High has already seen it. You can't stop anything that's going to happen in this world. There's not a political organization that you can choose. There is not a social organization that you can choose. There is not much self-love in the world that's going to change the fact that this world has already been judged. The only thing that we can control is our soul, money, mind, and spirit. That's the only thing we can control. And you need to rest with what it said in verse 1, Jubilees 1 and 11. And many will perish, and they will be taken captive, and will fall into the hands of the enemy, because they have forsaken my ordinances, and in my commandments, and the feast of my covenant, and my Shabbat, and my holy place, which I have sanctified for myself in the midst of my tabernacle, and my sanctuary, which I have sanctified for myself in the midst of the land, that I should set my name upon it, and it shall, and that it should dwell there. I'm telling you, it's already said and done. If the Most High then, before we even come into this world thousands of years ago, if he told our ancestors, our forefathers, what we would be doing now, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know how else you need to get ready. See, religion got you to think about yourself. Christianity, Islam, regardless of what you... Those religions get you to think about yourself and think about man's tradition and how you can please man before you can please God. See, this is the thing about I'm doing a tandem real quick. This is the thing about finding a suitable partner, a partner you could be equally yoked to. If your partner can't do the feast days, the holy days, the Shabbats, the things that are mentioned in the covenant that is sanctified in the Most High's name, if they can't do that, they are not going to listen to nothing you say. If your partner can't listen to the Most High, there's little to no doubt that partner is going to listen to you, especially when the words that are coming out of the Most High's mouth are regurgitating out of your mouth, it won't hit their ears the same. And there's going to come a time where people will have their eyes awoken in the harshest way possible because they didn't want to listen to truth. They didn't want to listen to the message. So if you really want to save yourself heartache, make sure you yoke yourself to somebody who is at least open-minded when it comes to scripture. If you are with somebody, you dating somebody, because right now the Most High doesn't give anybody to date. He doesn't give dating partners. He doesn't give boyfriends. He doesn't give girlfriends. He damn sure don't give side chicks, and he don't give sex buddies or friends with benefits. He gives partners for you to walk this walk with. If y'all are familiar with dating someone that you know won't listen to the man who created all this, the man that prophesied all this, the man who said from the beginning to the end, this is how it's going to be. If they do not listen to that person, there's a little chance they will listen to you. So I don't know what you do with that information, but it's the information that you really need to think about. Because coming into this truth isn't easy. It wasn't easy back then. Verse 13, and I will send witnesses unto them that I may witness against them, but they will not hear. And I will and will slay the witnesses also. They will persecute those who seek the Torah, and they will abrogate and change everything so as to work evil before my eyes. And I will hide my face from them, and I will deliver them into the hand of the other nations for captivity and for a prey and for devouring. And I will remove them from the midst of the land, and I will scatter them amongst other nations. How did we get here? How did we get here? Doing the same things our parents did, doing the same things our forefathers did, do the same thing our ancestors did. Not rooted in the foundation of truth, not rooted in ourselves, not rooted into who we're supposed to be, not rooted in righteousness, but rooted in wickedness. Being rooted in wickedness means you can't hear, you can't see. Like a blind man searching, forever searching, without a cane. All you hear is noise, and you go to where the noise you think feels pleasant for you. That's where you go. You truly can't hear truth. You need mainstream media to tell you what the truth is. You need a celebrity that you feel relative to tell you what the truth is. So you go there. You get pulled in that direction. That means you're under a spell. You are under a doctrine. That means not only do you think you serve the Most High, but you serve their masters as well. Because it's their masters that give them the truth for them to propagate it, for it to be knocked down as a lie, even though it's truth, get knocked down as a lie. So now you're defending a celebrity instead of defending the Most High and what he said about idol worship. And at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, and you're tired from defending celebrities, and you're tired from getting pulled in multiple directions, tired of being in these religions, tired, this is what's going to happen. And after this, they will turn to me from amongst other nations with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their strength. And I will gather them from amongst all the other nations, and they will seek me, so that I shall be found of them when they seek me with all their heart and with all their soul. And I will disclose to them abounding peace with righteousness. And I will remove them the plant of uprightness with all my heart and with all my soul. And they shall be for a blessing and not for a curse. And they shall be the head and not the tail. And I will build my sanctuary in their midst, and I will tabernacle with them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people in truth and righteousness, and I will not forsake them nor fail them, for I am Yahuwah Elohim. After that, you should never question. If you should follow the feast days, should you do offerings? Should you be? It shouldn't. He just gave you no excuse as a witness to you. And I'm putting myself with y'all too, because I needed to hear myself say this too. Literally no excuse for learning these feast days. No excuse for learning these Shabbats. No excuse for attempting to be of the elect. There's children who are blood descendants who won't be chosen. There are those with a direct lineage that won't make it. I'm going to leave you with the words of Albert Camus. To see, I can help kickstart this awakening for you, kickstart this journey. For years, I've wanted to live according to everyone else's morals. I forced myself to live like everyone else, to look like everyone else. I said what was necessary to join together, even when I felt separate. And after all this, catastrophe came. Now I wander amid the debris. I am lawless, torn to pieces, alone and accepting to be so, resigned to my singularity and to my infirmities. And I must rebuild a truth after having lived all my life in a sort of lie.